Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight and this weekend, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us out in California to start the hour number one off, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. There they are. There it is. 76 degrees, mostly cloudy, and they're having a good time enjoying their favorite beverage. And somebody's football team must have won tonight because I heard I walked outside a couple times last night before midnight, and I heard a couple of really big cheers go up. So that I know they were watching the game, but I don't know what game they were watching.
Mm-hmm. Well, but still, that's good, though. They're happy.
All right, let's get happy and say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, there's a couple of stories that kind of snuck in here tonight, and I'm going to put one of them out there first. The United States added some 228,000 jobs this past month. It was about 500,000 jobs short of what their goal was. They had predicted 728,000. They're scratching their heads wondering what happened. But then, of course, the unemployment rate dropped down to 5.2%, or the general unemployment rate. However, the unemployment rate for the blacks went up to 8.8%, which is about 2 or 3 points higher than it was under Donald Trump. And a lot of people are being concerned about that one.
Well, absolutely, yeah. They were looking for about 720,000 new hires over the last cycle here, and that's just nowhere near it, Captain. And certainly there is a lot of concern. People are concerned not only about inflation, they're also concerned we do have some rising COVID cases and so forth. We also, of course, have the fact that not a whole lot of people evidently really want to go back to work yet. Everywhere I go, I see signs that say, now hiring, all positions. Some places they've even put big giant banners on the outside of their buildings so that people will know that. So there's a real dearth of people going out and getting a job, evidently.
Yeah, I've seen dishwashers $15 an hour.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Now, something else that's happened here is Josie Boy Biden's popularity numbers are in the tank. He's at the lowest level now for job approval that he's been during his entire term so far.
Well, that's exactly right. And, Captain, I think that they are going to approach this believing that they're going to somehow try to pull him out of the tank, as it were, with those poll numbers, and they'll try things like having him go, you know, on to, to Louisiana, for example, and try to get some positive stories. They're going to do it on their end. Some of the media are already doing it on their end, trying to emphasize other things other than Afghanistan and the president's horrible failure on that. So they will try to do that. But these are unprecedented times, Captain, and the debacle in Afghanistan is not going to go away anytime soon for Joe Biden.
Well, you seem to forget that they're trying to get this $3.5 trillion spending bill through, and we just heard yesterday that Democrat Joe Manchin has put a halt on it. He says, nope, I'm not going to vote for it. So Charles Chucky Boy Schumer says, well, we're going to do an end around on you there, Mr. Joe Manchin. I don't know what the end around is, but, you know, you've either got the votes or you don't have the votes.
Well, that's true. And part of this infrastructure bill, Captain, they're actually using the Hurricane Ida damage as some kind of justification to pass this bill.
Yeah, but it's also got the voting rights thing in there.
It does. Which,
yeah, and that's unacceptable.
Well, exactly. But
it's the Democrats' version of the voting.
Well, precisely what they want. That's part of the, you know, almost a federalization of our local elections or state elections. So this is a really big deal. But people like Joe Manchin, senators like Joe Manchin, they're able, I think, to right now have a lot more political cover because Biden is not riding high. The Democrats are in a very, very bad position. But that in and of itself can also be a problem because once you corner Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Lord only knows what they're going to do next.
Well, Biden is not going to go up in terms of polling numbers as long as he's got this huge cloud over his head called Afghanistan and the way he handled Afghanistan. There was no getting out from underneath all the things that we're now hearing that are coming out to bite him squarely in the butt again on top of what we already knew. Now we're hearing more things out there, and Congress just laid down the rule, according to Hoyle, and told Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, we want to see your plan that you had for the evacuations in Afghanistan. They put him on notice, so we'll see what happens there. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. By the way, 877-969-8600 if you want to opine.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I do believe I will take it away in this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make that great product, and I've been taking it for just a little bit more than 6 years now. And, you know, the reason I keep telling you about Relief Factor is because it works for me and so many other people that have tried it, too. And I know there's a bunch of people out there that are in pain. I know you're loading up with ibuprofen. I know you're loading up with Aleve, with aspirin, with whatever it is you're taking. Or some of you are even taking some heavier pills that's narcotics, and that's never good for you. I mean, it might work for you, but it's never good. Well, how would you like the opportunity to get something that's drug-free, and it might be able to do the same thing, and you'll scratch your head and go, why was I doing this other stuff? Well, here's what we're going to do, okay? Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. You can start out with a $19.95 3-week quick start by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, not only help with the body's natural response to inflammation, but that also lowers or even eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got pain from by going straight to the source of the pain. And sometimes it'll help you with maybe a wrist that's hurt, a back that's hurt, maybe you got a knee that's sore. You take it, and it takes care of all three at the same time. I know it's done that for me a couple times when I've strained myself a little bit from stuff I've been doing. But it's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, Give it a shot. The 3-week quick start, $19.95. All you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain and get rid of the pain that you've got. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the State Department spokesman yesterday, once again, refused to say how many legal permanent U.S. residents were trapped in Afghanistan. And then later in the day, Blinken had a press conference. And all he said was, oh, we're in contact with them. Well, I think it's the other way around, Kyle. I think the people are in contact with the State Department saying, hey, man, when the hell are you going to get me out of here?
Well, right, yeah, and obviously the conditions there, we can only imagine just how bad it really is. We have some notion, but, Captain, yes, I think they are very terrified at this point. The Secretary of State, I think, wouldn't say how many people have even left Afghanistan since the withdrawal. I think that number is probably zero in terms of American citizens. Otherwise, we would be hearing about stuff like that officially. But obviously, Captain, the other issue, too, is that those who did come out, some of the, not the, the Americans, but some of the Afghans that came out, they did not have, they weren't properly vetted. And many have ties to these different groups.
Well, we don't know how many have ties.
Right.
We know about one person that was definitely on the terrorist watch list that they stopped in France, and they're holding the guy. I think it was France. But anyway, we also know that there are others that there's a list of 100 of them that have popped up that they're trying to vet to make sure that they're okay before they turn them loose. And again, there'll be more. There'll be much more.
Well, that's right. And, of course, it goes without saying that everything that the Biden administration is doing at this point flies in the face of what Joe Biden himself said. We will stay in Afghanistan until we get everybody out. Everybody's not out. And so, you know, it's just they think, Captain, as we've been talking about, they think in the Biden administration they can make this story go away by talking about infrastructure or what have you. But this is going to be there. And there are reporters who are listening to this. They hear the voices coming from Afghanistan, and it's not going to go away anymore.
Well, the reason they hear the voices is because there are a number of people who are there in Afghanistan that worked for the American media that can't get out.
Right. Exactly. So it's the worst kind of situation that we can think of. And by the way, I'm hearing more and more in the general coverage of all of this, more and more people talking about the idea that the Taliban will want money, they'll want the assets unfrozen, and guess what they can use to try to get that to happen.
Their little checkpoints they've got over Kabul, you've seen them, right?
Oh, yeah.
They are collecting a tax there from those people to pass through their checkpoint. And that's what they pull the cars over. When you see them pulling the cars over and walking up to them,
right,
they want money.
Yep. Well, of course. And there's a boatload of money that is frozen right now. There's other money that they will want. To some degree, they will want to be able to have some trade.
Yep.
And then, of course, Captain, that leads to being recognized as a legitimate government.
Now, I will bet you that they're doing that on their own. They're rogue units doing it on their own so that they have money for themselves.
Most likely, yeah, on the smaller scale like that. But on the big picture, the Taliban is going to want to get access to funds or the International Monetary Fund or all that kind of stuff.
All right. Now, we're finding out again that when Joe Biden received the bodies when they came in at Dover Air Force Base, he had an opportunity to talk to the families. There were several families. It wasn't just one, as was reported. There were several families that denied the president an audience with them. And one family came out and said, after my son's Kabul murder, everything that you've done, meaning President Biden, was completely wrong, and our son died because of it. And this is pretty strong stuff coming from a Gold Star family, but I get it. I understand it. They're mad. And it wasn't just one family. It was several families that would not let Joe Biden talk to them.
Well, you know, Captain, we can't even begin to imagine what they're going through, and we just have such sympathy. But that being said as well, the president, you know, if he can't see the fact that you that this was botched in the sense of pulling out the military before pulling out the civilians and other people who needed the protection of the military, well, he's just more far gone than we could ever think, and they are very right to be angry.
Well, the U.S. media is beginning to pivot away from the Afghanistan story, but should they or should they remain on target here?
Well, see, I think it's a difficult decision in these newsrooms because they have to back Biden. That's their general thrust. But then this is such a huge story that they have to be able to cover it. But I do think that we are going to see at least them try to pull away from it. But the developments each and every day, I think, are going to have to keep them at the very least mentioning it, but watch very closely. They'll mention it for 30 seconds here, or they'll mention a bad poll over here, but they will try to pivot away so they can protect their guy.
Here's my question to you. Is America safer now that Biden has pulled out of Afghanistan or not?
I don't think it's safer. I think that there is general agreement of the idea of bringing the war to an end. But now that we have now untold number of people who have headed this way or can get here, who are part of the Taliban or ISIS-K or what have you, we are not necessarily safer because of it. And also, we're not safer, Captain, because geopolitical foes like China now see President Biden as somebody who is a pushover, somebody who's not going to do something when China decides to move in whatever strategic way that they want to. So, no, not safer.
North Korea is spouting off again, and you know they're doing what they're doing because they see Biden as being weak.
Yeah, didn't they start up their reactor again or something for enrichment and all that? So, yeah, this is a big deal.
Yep. So I think that we can agree, and I believe most of the polls do say that even though they agreed with the fact that we needed to get out of Afghanistan, we didn't go about it in the right way.
Well, that's exactly right. That hits the nail on the head for sure. It could have been done, and guess what? President Trump had a rules-based methodology to get out of Afghanistan and continued to push the date back because of the conditions on the ground. So when President Biden tries to feed us a line about how Trump made this date and you can't do it anymore and he was bound by all this.
Biden is lying about that.
Well, of course. That's just a bunch of, what can I even say?
And anybody that's paying attention to that doesn't understand what the truth is, and they need to go back to and do some research of their own. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to take this break, bottom of the hour, a little bit of news with some of your stations and whatnot, and I shall return. So don't go anywhere. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. So, Mike, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Biden went through areas of Louisiana that were damaged by Hurricane Ida. The president told people his administration is helping to restore power, deliver water, and get gas to gas stations. He was angry that insurance companies refused to compensate people in voluntary evacuation zones.
No one fled this killer storm because they were looking for a vacation or a road trip. So, they left their home because they felt they had to flee the risk of death. There's nothing voluntary about that.
The remnants of Ida was deadly in the Northeast. It claimed the lives of nearly 50 people. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Announcing $10 million in grants that we're making available to the New Jersey Economic Development Authority for small businesses affected by Tropical Storm Ida. If you've been crushed and you can prove it, you're eligible.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this is one of my favorite segments, because during this segment, I get to tell you about MyPillow.com. And I'll tell you what, we're going to check with Kyle in a minute to see if he got his Giza sheets. But I'll tell you what, I've bought a lot of different things from them, and everything I bought has just made my overnight sleep that much better. And it's not overnight, it's during the day and whenever I can get it. Now, I did just exactly what you would do. I went to the Radio Listener Specials tab that's there. I clicked on it, and it opened up, and it showed me 18 or 20 different items, and the prices there were absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they were cheap, cheap, cheap. And, I mean, some of the stuff was discounted 70%. Now, you can find deep discounts there, too, on that page, as well as many great MyPillow products. All you got to do to buy them is enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get that price, that low price, the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call and speak to a live person, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, the pillows right now, the My Pillows, are at the lowest price they've ever been. You'll save $40 on the pillows. That's just for an example. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the other things that are there, the Giza sheets, 50% off. You can't miss this deal. I've got one of the mattress covers, the little extender there, and I'll tell you what, that really helps me tremendously. It's like putting a mattress on a mattress. It's like sleeping on air. All right. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Kyle, did you get the sheets yet?
No, they're on their way, and so we're expecting them any day now, but we can hardly wait.
Well, you're going to give us a full report when you get them.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Yep. Okay, now, wait till you hear this one. Yesterday, it was noticed by members of the media that the Biden administration had erased the Afghan weapons reports from the federal database so nobody could find out about the $89.6 billion worth of weapons that we left behind in Afghanistan.
Well, that is just, I'm not surprised, first of all, because, Captain, that is a major, major part of the story. We can't simply leave Afghanistan and arm the Taliban literally to the teeth with weaponry that we know is going to be used in the subjugation of people, of the terrible treatment and abominable things that will happen to women and girls, young girls in Afghanistan. I don't know how Joe Biden can live with himself on this stuff. We don't see anything coming from this administration that tells us that they even begin to get it. Maybe they do, and they just don't want to talk about it, obviously.
No, and I am aware of the fact that, as a matter of fact, I still got the sheet with the weapons on it, the original sheet that I got. I'm one of these times I'll sit here, and I won't do it tonight, I don't believe. I don't think I need to. But I'll just read everything that's on that sheet, and I'll start out with all the different hardware that's there. It's unbelievable when you read it and you tell everybody how much they got of this and how much they got of that. And the only thing different was what they left behind at Kabul. They made unusable by doing different things to them so that the Taliban couldn't just hop on a helicopter and fly away, or one of the planes, or whatnot. So thank goodness for that. But they did not do that at Bagram.
Well, precisely. Now, this opens the door. Now, in many ways, there are a lot of Taliban members, obviously, who aren't going to know one end from one other on a Black Hawk helicopter. However, they will have people who are going to help them. And those are going to come from state actors in many cases. They can coerce the people who are still in Afghanistan to show them this and that. But nevertheless, they still have at their disposal a lot of guns, a lot of other, you know, they have the personnel carriers and the MRAPs and the Humvees and so forth. They can mount a terrible, terrible campaign against the Afghan people.
And they got the big guns. They got the artillery, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Now, let's change gears a little bit. The Supreme Court's ruling in favor of the Texas abortion law prompted the Senate Judiciary Committee to examine a shadow docket. And then late last night, a judge in one of the states said, you can't implement this, and he got a 2-week restraining order to stop Texas from implementing this.
Right, and that's a part of this, you know, as we see this work its way through, that the Supreme Court has not heard the case.
No, they sent it back, and they let the ruling stand.
Exactly. So what we're seeing is somewhat predictable in terms of finding judge shopping. Till you find a judge who says, okay, this has got to stop, and the litigation will continue. But it's interesting to me that, again, this is now we're seeing, now businesses have to pull out of Texas, and on it goes, when in reality, this is a legislative process that's how our system's supposed to work. You can't say that, well, they found this privacy thing in the Roe v. Wade, and then nothing can ever be codified about it. It's not getting rid of Roe v. Wade. It's putting, some would say, restrictions on it, obviously. And it's an interesting thing the way that has all been covered, too, Captain. I was hearing a report earlier about how people are fighting against the law. And that's how the news, the actual news reporters framed it. as opposed to saying people oppose the law and some people support the law, but those who are opposing it, but they see they're fighting against it. And so it's a really, it's interesting how it really truly is framed. And by the way, when Jen Psaki went off on that reporter in the press briefing room, that was a, that was not cool the way that she went about that, because she, caused a lot of controversy with that, I think.
Yeah. Now, David Horowitz wrote an article yesterday about the CDC and how they were endorsing the use of vermectin, which is a questionable drug for us in the United States anyway. And vermectin was currently being used by the Afghan refugees wherever they're at over there in Europe.
That's right, yeah, that's the ivermectin.
And
yeah.
In Qatar and in where else are they at? Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they were using vermectin. They were giving them vermectin for the ones that had conditions that looked like it might have been COVID.
Well, right. And again, because, you know, Captain, we I'm sure that, you know, as you get different variants around different parts of the world, and that's going to have an impact when many of the refugees make their way to the United States in one way or another. It's just the way, it's the way this works.
By the way, you see Cousin Vinny in the chat room?
Yeah, I do.
He likes the fact that there's a couple of Arabs sitting in the cockpit of that C-130, just looking around, like as if they're going to fire the plane up and fly it.
Right, yeah, well, it's pretty complicated. I just have to say that. I mean, I wouldn't know where to start, you know, myself, but it's definitely something that they can't just start using. That being said, though, their friends in Iran, their friends in China, for example, can easily help put those kinds of things to use. But it'll take time, but it's not impossible.
Well, they'll teach them. The Chinese will teach them, I'm sure. And they'll learn how to fly some of that aircraft, and then that'll make them more dangerous because they'll have a way to... See, right now, they don't have any air power. So, consequently, we can fly all around and do whatever we want to do. And, in fact, in some cases, we are, because we're still getting people out.
Right. Well, yes, hopefully so. Hopefully so. But unfortunately, as we know, the commercial air carriers have been told, do not fly over Afghan airspace.
Well, that's fine. I got no problem with that.
Yeah. Well,
would you want to go there if you were commercial? You'd be. They'd have you on the ground, and they'd have everybody sitting in the tarmac with no air conditioning, whatnot, saying, "We let you go when we get $1 million."
Right. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Or they may have. They may receive some anti-aircraft systems that would do some real damage. And so that's right, you've got to stay away from it.
Well, I think they may already have anti-aircraft.
Yeah.
But supposedly that was disabled, but we'll see.
Yep. Or they may receive it. You know, who knows? And so that's why, again, this is just it's already a failed state. And it's going to continue to, you know, just go into chaos more and more. And it's going to be a horrible scourge upon the world. You watch. It'll be terrible.
All righty. And we'll be right back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere. Kyle will be back with me. We're going to hop in the cab, grab us some gears, and down the road we'll go. Or up the road, as the case may be. So you guys hang in there. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got some weather right now in the middle part of the U.S., so be advised of that, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
10,
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady, for doing that for us. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop out there. Stop on by, check them out, and while you're there, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club, because you will get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy in a restaurant, for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and then you can use that just like money. It'll be used to deduct off whatever it is you owe in terms of food or supplies in the trucker store. Can't use it for fuel, I'm sorry to say, but you can use it for other things, and it'll save you money. So, get going with the program. Join the Drivers Club. RVers, join the RV Club. They got one of those, too. And you get yourself a fuel card there, and then the more fuel you buy, the cheaper it gets. It's just that simple. Now, Kyle and I are going to crank things up here, and I'm going to put the pedal to the metal and let it roar, and here we go.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Never mind your
Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Yeah, Smokey the Bandit. That was one of the original movie series that I think could have gone on forever because you had Burt Reynolds and you had Sally Field. Of course, she was Frog. And you had Jerry Reed and you had Fred the Dog in the front seat. And then you had Buford T. Justice. Yep, the sheriff. That was Jackie Gleason. By the way, the first sheriff was not Jackie Gleason. Let's see if Kyle knows who it was. Who was the first sheriff in those movies?
Who was it?
Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, yeah, TV was going to be the sheriff. Yeah.
Yeah, it started out in Convoy. That's where all that stuff started out, and then it went from there. It just grew, and then along came Burt Reynolds, and away they went.
Yep, well, you know, they almost, I think they made a perfect movie, Captain. If anybody ever could, that team did.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then Dom DeLuise, he was hilarious.
Right.
All right, well, here we go. Severe thunderstorms and flooding threats across the central part of the U.S. today. Isolated strong to severe storms will be capable of producing damaging winds and localized flooding. They're possible across parts of the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley. Now, there's still the risk of locally heavy rainfall and potentially flash flooding on or near the wildfire burn scars in the southwest this weekend. By the way, heat advisories are in effect over portions of southern Louisiana and California. Kyle, take it away.
All right, Captain, we're going to start in the southwest tonight. We're going to start in New Mexico. We do have a flash flood watch to tell you about. So this is going to be along highways 82 and 70. Looks like it's going to be east of highway 54 down near Alamogordo. So be aware of that. You can run into that. We've also got air quality alerts now dissipating, again, somewhat in the state of Wyoming. It does involve Casper, also west of there and down south to Rock Springs, Wyoming, so be aware of that. Although we do have excessive heat watches now coming up in Southern California, trailing over to places like Parker, Arizona, also through Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's because we're going to have high pressure moving in as we go through the Labor Day weekend, so those temperatures all over the area there, I think, are going to begin to rise. We continue with air quality alerts, of course, in Southern Oregon, where we still have wildfire smoke as a result of these different fires in Southern Oregon, also from the Caldor fire burning south of Lake Tahoe.
If I was going to stand on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, what would I see today?
what would that be?
Well, probably sunshine and warm weather, right?
Well, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, according to the song, it's such a fine sight to see.
I know. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford driving by to take a look at me. Oh, boy.
That's right.
All right. Let's take a look at the weather, because if you're in Wichita, Kansas tonight, east-west, that quadrant of Kansas all the way across, you got rain, you got some flooding. Right on the line there with Missouri, you got flooding that takes it across over into the central part of Missouri. You've also got over in the southeastern corner of Missouri tonight some flood watches and warnings, as well as the southern part of Illinois, the southwestern corner of Indiana, and the western part of Kentucky, where there's some flood watches and warnings in there as well. Rivers are up. Now, moving on down into the New Orleans area and Louisiana in general, the rivers are still high. There's some roads that are still closed. Be careful down there. Mississippi the same way, not only down below I-10 and in the vicinity 50 miles either way of I-10, but also way up in Jackson, Mississippi tonight. You've got some conditions up there that could be exciting and interesting for you. Then moving up into the northeast, we still do have some flooding conditions there in Jersey. And by the way, did you see the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, yesterday morning?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
One of the major interstates in Philadelphia was the main part underpass where you got a highway that goes over a highway right there, I-76 and whatnot. It was under about, I'd say, 6 feet of water.
Wow.
Because the river had come up and gone over the highway, and that was the end result.
Yes, very sad, very sad.
Yep, and all you could see, I saw an antenna sticking up from one car, but they apparently checked that out, and it was okay. But you've got a lot of flooding still, Jersey, Pennsylvania, moving up into New York and southern New York, and, of course, Connecticut and Rhode Island and Massachusetts. So be advised, that's going to take probably another few days to have the rivers come down and whatnot. And then got a little bit of fog tonight around the Chesapeake Bay, so be advised of that. That could make life real interesting for you. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens from there. Now, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, Kyle.
All right, folks. Well, don't forget to stop into the Pilot and Flying J, or Flying J, I should say, and join the Drivers Club, because you will be able to gain points for the fuel you buy and the food that you buy. And when you do that, don't forget to download the app from pilotandflyingj.com. You can also find it in the App Store, also on Google Play as well. And by the way, September is Driver Appreciation Month at the Pilots and Flying J.
You betcha.
As a thank you to the truckers. So it is hashtag thank a trucker, and they're offering free drinks and more in the app when you download it and join up. You're going to get free drinks and other gear offers and all this kind of great stuff that you definitely want to check out from Pilot and Flying J. So go to pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we got a question here. I'm going to pop this up because it just showed up here. It came in on the direct message board off the website. It's from Lee, and Lee says, "Morning, I heard on the news President's going to close Gitmo." Yeah, that's the rumor. And he wants to know if you know where the occupants are going. Well, I heard, let's see, that they were going back to the Middle East where they came from.
That would, yeah, could be most likely. One of the issues of ever closing Guantanamo in terms of housing the terrorist prisoners there is that, I think Obama wanted to bring them to the U.S. soil, basically.
Well, they wanted to bring Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to the U.S. soil to try him.
Right.
And that got blown totally out of the window.
Exactly.
By the way, there was a rumor yesterday that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's trial had started, and they were currently, it was underway at Gitmo and all that stuff. I have not heard that officially.
No, we haven't heard that officially.
And that would be dynamite news if we'd heard it, not just a rumor.
Well, exactly right. But again, Obama did try to close that. He wasn't able to accomplish it. But it really does sort of beg the question, Captain, why all this now? And is it just that Biden thinks he can put everything behind him with Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay and 9/11 and all this stuff? I just don't think he's going to be successful with that kind of thing.
No, he's not. He's not. And the more that he does to help the Taliban, to help al-Qaeda, to help ISIS, the worse it's going to be for him, because people are not going to look at this in a friendly light. I don't care what side of the aisle you were on. I don't care if you liked the war in Afghanistan or didn't like it. That's called aiding and abetting the enemy. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.